The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
Idiot.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Time now for the Fireside Chats. Jeremy's back in. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Jeremy's had some stuff going on, family things. Everything's good.
Well,
I mean, not good.
As good as can be.
Yeah, yeah,
as good as
back
can
to
be.
Work.
So yeah, I'm back here. We're
progressing.
Good. Yes.
Good to have you home.
Thank you, sir.
Old Jer's back. And, you know, I hate to see anybody going through nonsense. So hope everything, everybody feels better day to day. It's time now for the Fireside Chats. What?
Our buddy Mike Broom had tried to phone in for the Fireside
he wants
Chats.
To, isn't yeah. he on the air right now?
Yeah. And he tried to get in, but he said he wanted to talk about he's tired of the Steelers winning.
Oh, well, get used to it, Broomy.
Yeah.
And by the way, you should be listening to your own goddamn show right now. You're on. You know that light that says on air? That's you, Broom.
Yeah, Neanderthal tried to call in too, but he couldn't get through as well. So.
Well, because we have a block. I blocked his number a long time ago.
So did Mo, and she didn't have anything to do.
Nice.
Even her phones didn't want to listen to her. She has zero ratings when she's on a call with someone. Can't even garner an audience of one. I love Mo, but I'm glad we beat her back. And she learned the lesson I told her a long time ago. I think the world of you. You're a wonderful person. But you stepped into my kitchen now, and I wish you homeless. And it worked.
Your stunts didn't work.
No. My friend Chuck Powell did that. I'm going to take the morning show over it. Oh, are you really? Damn it, Chuck. Well, you know we're still good friends. I love you. I think you're one of the most creative and fun people I've ever known. But I'm going to destroy you, and you're going to be homeless, and I'm going to laugh at that, because don't.
You chased him out of state, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's enough room for both of us.
No. I want all of it.
Beg to differ.
You know, the shares we have, I would like them to be 100s. Not even close. So I haven't destroyed enough lives yet. I'm very competitive. I don't want to go out there and say, gosh, you know, as quarterback of the Chiefs, I sure hope Patrick Mahomes takes my job. I hope he does better than me. Nope. That's the way I am. Deal with it. So, Mo, the jokes are, I mean every one of them. I mean everything about it. I hope you're in a breadline someday. Don't try that again. You're a little too close for comfort in that midday slot. The Mark and Neander Tim show, decent gentlemen. I like them, but I would very much like them to slink out of here one day with a milk crate box full of their pictures.
That's
the true sign of success for me. Look at him walking to his car with his belongings.
He'd have to take the TV off the wall that they just keep rotating all their pictures of themselves while they're on the air.
They do have a TV of photos of themselves that only runs while they're on.
Yeah.
It's a little odd.
It's a lot odd. To remember, hey, there's a television I have, just photos of me all over it. It's like Facebook, isn't it?
Look, there's another of me.
And oddly enough, that's your Instagram page, and nobody thinks that's weird, but that's everybody's life. But if you did it in your house, I just have a circulating group of pictures on my television here that's just me. Oh, you're weird. All right, who do we got? We got the regulars in.
We got a couple regulars and a couple newbies, so we got JD here on line one.
I know JD. We saw JD at the Four Peaks the other night. He's a comedian from Seattle.
Oh, this is him?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if Bert, that wasn't a...
Bert's out.
All right, JD, you've pushed Bert away. Go ahead, JD. Don't waste our time, please.
You got it, Homer. I was going to say congratulations. You guys succeeded. Nobody got shot, for starters.
Yeah, I know. It was a big night. Big night that night. I assumed there would be at least some gunplay.
Is that the measure of success?
It is in 2020.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, it's a pretty good measure. If your bar is to say no one gets shot, you're going to knock that out of the yard most every time. Although...
I think so.
I think Brett was close to shooting you. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Right. I was, too, and I was 50 feet away.
Yeah, Toledo wanted to shoot you, too. Go ahead, JD.
What was he doing? Was he doing his stand-up routine
in the street?
He's being
JD.
Yeah, he's being JD. He's a very energetic guy.
When you guys moved it up to 5, I moved my reservation to 4:30 because I didn't want to be in the chaos, so I was there.
Genius.
I wanted to say, Holmberg, you are a great salesman, by the way.
How so? Yeah.
I witnessed you had the puppy dog, and you were telling the people in the car, you had your finger to its neck. You're like, if you do not adopt this dog tonight.
Yeah.
I was angry.
Yeah. What? Finish your sentence.
You're still drunk.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're wasting our time.
Hit the Palladio button. I'm out.
All right. I got to start the clock on you.
No, we just totally just called it.
Man.
You guys. The producer's keeping it rolling.
What happened?
And I'm right behind him on that one.
You guys get touched by JD? What happened?
Yeah.
JD's a mess.
JD.
He was a mess.
He was putting it nicely.
He was full of energy that. Come on, he's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He wants to make it. And I encouraged him.
Worse than Gilroy?
What he was trying to say. Oh,
No. JD, there's the one good thing I'll say about you. You're not Gilroy. Yeah.
Gilroy is the coconut of...
That's not saying much.
He's the coconut of comedy.
It's saying something.
Something, yeah.
Gilroy is the almond joy of funny.
The ankle of comedy.
Yeah, he is an
ankle. Bingo.
That's better.
I'd hire JD 10 times out of 10 over Gilroy for my... at a funeral, I'd hire him to do stand-up before Gilroy. And Gilroy would be more fitting. Yeah, what did he do to you? You just didn't like the guy.
I just douchey when we were trying to leave.
Bert came to try to save me from him.
I did.
Because I got to go home. And I'm like, you're giving me a ride. I'm like, I get what he's saying. Because JD was telling me his life story.
Well, he
was
called over.
Yeah, he was pulling the bringing the closer type thing, and I'm like, all right, let's go.
He's pulling on me, and so Bert came over and pulled back. There is something about JD that I was fine with until I was trying to leave. People don't get that social cue a lot of times when you're trying to leave a room.
Hey, Holmberg!
We worry about that with you sometimes, Brady, that you trap comedians by standing with your hands on your hips. Yep. And
I haven't seen this yet. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
I should have had a picture of it one day.
It's one of the things I look forward to in 2021.
Brett.
Not doing that or doing
there
that?
There are two choke points up here at the KUPDN. Yeah. First one is the door to the studio. The second one is that little hallway because it's not as wide as the door. And he stands in front of both.
But he puts his hand on his hips like one like a teapot. I'm like, oh, Brady's doing the thing. He doesn't know he's blocking the egress. And a comedian will stand in this little area here and just kind of pace a little.
So when I was growing up in Upper Arlington, we had an onion on our belt because that used to be the style in the day, have an onion on your belt like that. And he was talking to the garbage man.
I've got to go to another station.
I'll get done in a second. All right.
Could you please at least take your hand off your hip so I could get out of this claustrophobic corner?
That's Lane. Nope. She's in traffic. She does her own taxes.
All right. Who you got next?
We got Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Anthony?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're welcome to the chats. Don't waste our time. Go.
Absolutely. All right. So, Holmberg, you have inspired an idea that I want to pitch to you guys.
Okay.
So here we go, right? Picture acres and acres of rolling green hills.
Okay.
And on the top of this, you have a large farmhouse. Surrounded by this farmhouse are several bunkhouses. Okay. Upon this land, you have cash crops. You have...
So far, you're describing slavery. Go ahead.
A plantation.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have a large ranch, a large farm. Working this land are several dozen pre-pubescent girls.
Uh-oh.
Supervised by a couple of non-English-speaking nursing assistants. Okay? For $500 a month, you can reserve your daughter's spot at the Tomato Pants Ranch. For 1 week out of the month, you send them there. They work the land.
They
live there for the week. They work the land, and then after the week is done, we ship them back home.
Tomato Pants Ranch has actually got some legs to it, I say. Some really gross legs, but legs nonetheless.
Oh.
So girls on their tomato pants in your house for fathers who are like, I just can't do this.
Yellow Arm Ranch.
One week a year, and it recycles itself weekly because you sign up for the year. For
summer camps.
Yeah, and you send them to a camp, so to speak, to work the land while they're on there, while they're useless to us, is what you're saying. Why young girls? Why not all of them, like the Bible says?
I mean, all right, fine. You send the wives too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
every one of them.
Why the hell not?
The Bible basically says during that time women are to walk the earth and not touch anything during the time that they are unclean. And that's the only part of the Bible I'm like, they nailed this. This is great stuff right here. So, okay. Well, if you have the means, I'll invest.
Step it up to the tomato resorts. Just, you know, sure. Go out.
Give them a month.
Call it the Silver Box Ranch.
For the real bitchy ones, where we give them the PMS week, too. Well, all right. Well, there you go. Tomato Pants Ranch is a thing. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a paramedic.
Okay, quit that job. That's going nowhere. This Tomato Pants Ranch thing is your future.
Spraycations.
You're a good man. Thank you,
Thanks,
Anthony.
Homework. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
It.
That's good stuff. I like that. Tomato Pants Ranch. It's got a great name, though. We could also make salad dressing there. Oh. Thousand Island only.
Kirby, you're off to TPR.
Oh, is it that time? The bus is here for Tomato Pants Ranch. What do you mean you're late? Oh. For the bus!
Yeah, they do it, yeah.
Oh, I was talking to the bus on the phone, huh? Why is Kirby crying?
Hey, old pirate, looks like the old Tomato Pants Ranch is canceled for the next 9.
Get your money back.
I don't know how that happened, but the old rowdy Gooch and I were rolling around wrestling in the front yard. Next thing you know, you're going to be a granddad.
Welcome to the Gooch family.
And now my new name is Kirby Gooch D. Bogan. Gooch.
Oh,
is it Gooch or Cooch?
Gooch.
Rich, yeah, Rowdy Gooch is a kid in Brady's neighborhood. Greatest name ever. Next thing you know, our pants were up on a flagpole and we were having the time of our lives in the front yard.
Front yards will do that.
I know you love the front yard too, Daddy. Kirby D. Gooch. It's got a nice ring to it. Tomato Pants Ranch is great. All right, who else is
we are on? To the regulars, right. So you want Adam the Barber or you want John the President? President John.
Well, this is the one. Now, John the President is the one Adam the Barber referred to as a racial slur.
Yes, I was just going to say it. But
let's start with Adam.
You want to start with Adam? Yeah. All right.
All right, Adam the Barber, you're on. Don't waste our time. Hurry up.
I think the president is stalking me.
Get off a speakerphone.
Okay, hold on.
Didn't Bert tell you?
I did.
I know. I heard
like you know the rules. You've been on so many times.
He's cutting someone's hair while driving.
Adam White. Yeah, exactly. He's doing his job. He's a mobile groomer, and he means it. He drives and
anyway,
cuts.
I think the president is stalking me.
Okay.
Every time I want to come on, he's lined up to take me out.
Who?
John.
Oh,
should
he
we
is?
Bring John in?
Oh,
the
in the
president.
Thing. President John or President
I'll never
Trump?
Look... President John.
Okay, that's what we thought.
Maybe we should bring President John right, on the call.
Double him up, and then let's bring John in at the same time. President John, are you there?
I'm here, Holmberg.
All right, welcome. You're on with Adam, the racist barber.
No, I ain't on with him. I'm right behind that brother, man. He better not say nothing wrong.
They followed him.
He's keeping his eyes on you there, Adam. Have you two met yet?
No, we have not met.
Yeah, I can tell you where he's at. He's at Dobson and Guadalupe.
Alma School.
He ain't told me if he could braid hair yet, man. I gotta find out if he could braid hair.
Can you braid John's hair, Adam?
John, I would never... ever lie to you and say I could braid your hair. I'm not that good.
Because you wouldn't touch his hair because he's black?
Because why?
His fingers braiding.
Hold on. See.
Braiding?
Is that why?
Oh, I could cut your hair. It's just braiding is a whole different art. Yeah. And it is an art.
You're scared to get your fingers caught.
You get your fingers stuck in there and then you'll be tied to a black man the rest of your life. It's your nightmare.
I'm not worried about my fingers.
Well, you're not worried about your fingers. You're worried about being in a room with a black guy.
Oh, no.
That is a yes.
I'm trying very hard to try not to get killed right now.
That's right. That's what most Klansmen say when a black guy's on the phone. All right, hold on. John, any retort while Adam's talking?
He has to try hard not to say a racial slur. Ain't that a B?
Yeah, it is. That's tough.
Oh, no. It's easy for me not to say a racial slur. It's just not very easy for me not to put my foot in my mouth.
And say a racial slur. Would you go ahead and talk to...
He's on his toes all day.
All right. John, why are you calling in?
I'm calling in to let Mo, to tell Mo how's it feel to be black, no job and unemployment.
She's not even answering the question.
John, She's black now.
You know, Mo's been dating a black woman for a while.
I was going to ask if I could. I'm still trying to find the right woman. Damn. Okay.
One left. Yeah.
So she's more black than you know. She's unemployed and she's dating a black girl and not paying for anything.
Now, I got a question.
All I need is her, and she could be a weed smoker, and she'd be super black. Rasta.
Yeah, she
Rasta
does.
She does smoke weed.
Tons of weed. You're describing a black person. You're right. Mo should just change it up. Yeah. What was your question, Adam?
She should just change it.
Okay. This is perfect. Now I got five people to tell me that I'm right.
Oh, boy.
I have an issue with the fact that Joe Burrow had his whole career basically ruined because he was the best college football player in the land for a season.
Are you talking sports because you think that's what the black guy wants to hear?
Oh, no. I'm talking sports because someone the other day accused me of being a socialist, and I'd like to prove, A, I'm not a racist, I'm an idiot. B, I'm not a socialist, I'm an idiot.
Oh, I see. So you're in the idiot party.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Because I can run fast and jump high, I don't want to talk sports right now.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yeah, you're talking about Joe Burrow. He's got one leg. He was white to begin with. He's
49 by the,
way.
Right
Yeah, Adam.
Okay, well, if you don't want to hear sports, I'm just going to go ahead and mention Trump lost.
Yeah, you were really pandering to the black audience. John, go ahead.
So that's what I'm really calling in for. I'm really calling in to let people know, dude, it was a fraud. And that's coming from a black dude, all right? First of all.
You think the election was rigged?
I was rigged.
John, do you wear a tinfoil hat?
Adam, shut up. Go ahead, John.
I wear a black hat. I'm black. Hey, okay. So when I was unemployed a few months ago, right?
Surprise, surprise.
I was sitting down late at night. It was like 12, 1 in the morning. I was watching the commercial, and this lawyer came on, and he was like, if you're a felon and you want to vote for Democrat, call this number up. And I was going to call to get my rights restored, but I figured, you know, it was a joke, and it was going to come on a bunch of times. It only came on twice, dude.
And really?
It never came on again. I never wrote down the number. I never wrote down the name, and it came on twice, dude. And that right there, it ain't fraud, but it's somewhat of fraud. You know what I mean? It's like I could have got my rights restored, and I would have voted for Biden to get my rights back. You know what I mean? I don't care. But I'm a Trumper. But anyway, so,
you're a Trumper for sure, though.
Is, I'm a Trumper for sure. I mean, for life. That dude, he knew what he was doing. And the other thing is that I know somebody that she made her husband vote for Biden because she liked Biden. And they got one of the mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
She voted Biden for him and made him sign it. If he didn't sign it, there was going to be, he already knows what it was going to be. So that right there is another thing.
There's loads of that.
And they're not going to be able.
You can't prove that, though.
Yeah, but that's my complaint.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to prove it.
It's not necessarily fraud as much as it's coercion on the
wife's
part.
And he went along with it. He could have said no.
Not fraud.
But listen.
That's vote cuckery.
If you didn't have the mail-in, though, and people had to go into a ballot box, as you're driving there with your wife, you're like, yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden. And then you get into that.
Well, was that here? Because we've had mail-in ballots here for years. Yeah. This isn't the first election.
It isn't about that.
In 28
But it's
years.
Not the first election they've accused of it being fraudulent, too, though. They've been for years.
And like what I said, the mail-in ballot's been going on. But the more they expand it, the more problems can occur. Yep. And you started to see that. Like, you can mail it in. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, it's crazy. But, that's all over. I don't want to talk about the election anymore. I don't like that anymore. We've got what we got. Let's move forward. Hold on. Adam, go ahead. Hurry up.
As much as it hurts to say, could I point out that John's a perfect stereotype?
Here we go, Adam. Why are you doing this?
Let's go.
In what ways?
Was your shoe too comfortable?
Right. You were doing good. Go ahead. Explain why John the black guy's a stereotype.
He was just talking about having his rights reinstated after being rehabilitated. Last I checked, a stereotype.
No.
Damn. All right. We're going to let you go, Adam. That's enough of Adam right now.
One last question for Adam.
Oh, he's gone.
He's
dropped him.
Hold on, John. I'm as black as I am white. So now what?
Yeah, now what?
I took the stereotype of a hat. I smoke weed. And I got felonies, but I got a job and I got good credit.
There you go. We can't figure you out at all. You're the dream man.
It's the, it's the perfect 50-50 mix.
Hey.
Yeah, he's got a weed problem, a big dick, and a job.
Hey, once you go black, you never go back. What's the one for white men? Once you got licked right, you know it's white or something.
And your white side really did a bad job rapping that. Yeah, you should have been able to rhyme that better. Your black guy needed to take over that particular sentence. All right, thank you.
See, that's the thing about being half black. It sucks sometimes because you can't rap. You know, I get the white side of that. I can't rap. I can't some of the things I can't do.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. Just keep up whatever it is as this middle ground guy. All right, John, we got to go. Thank you.
All right, later, homie.
See you, buddy. Have a good one. Yeah, there you go. It's John and Adam. I want to put them in an apartment together.
Man. And just that's an odd couple right there.
It's yeah.
Could have really cleared it up.
I'll call the show Black and White Cookies. And just watch them fight every day. Adam was doing so good.
Can I tell you why I think he is a stereotype? He mentioned Felon and himself. Oh, God.
If Adam just keeps his mouth shut, he's doing great.
Much better. Yeah. If Adam was a mute, he'd be a great man. Does he talk to you while you cut your hair, Bert?
Oh, yeah.
The whole time?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just insane stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you worry that he's going to lose it and stab you?
No.
He's not like Sweeney Todd.
No. He's not like
Brett's
that.
You're right.
Yeah, we used to think you kind of had murderous tendencies. Now we just know it's just he's a bigot.
Yeah.
Brett's just very agreeable when he's in that chair.
Oh, yeah. No. Guy with the scissors and the ideas. Yeah. I'm going with you, Hitler. Start cutting. But your hair.
It's top notch all the time.
Brett's got the best man hair I've ever seen. Yeah. It's annoyingly good. You take the hat off, it still looks good. Dick. Jackass. Anyway, well, there you go. Those are your fireside chats. We got the entertainment drill coming up next. We're going to go wash ourselves. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful. Rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.